Look in my eyes for my mind state. I'm on the grind 25A. Money on my mind, that's how I play. If you got it now, this what I say.
Welcome to episode 10 of the Swerve City Podcast. What's up? We are still here. We are not canceled yet, but we are still moving forward. We are trying. We are whirling. And man, before we go any further, we got to say what's up to Around Seattle. Thank you very much for the sponsorship.
Yeah.
Bro, you've been hooking us.
Cool guy.
Oh, great. Yeah. Isn't he a swell fella?
He's
watching you right now.
He's
saying
hello. Spiffin fella. Thanks for all of this.
Yes.
We have Around Seattle. Three, like, live perspectives right now.
Yep. Oh yeah. We
Someone's
sharing.
Gonna sing.
Yeah. Sharon is caring. But thank you, Around Seattle, man.
I don't even know what I'm doing, to be honest.
Just
talk.
Just holding
it.
Just be whole. Like,
hello.
Be wholesome.
Hello. I don't know how to function being live right now. This is
it's
weird.
Hard for my little brain to comprehend.
But what you do on the Swerve City Podcast is shut up and let me do my plugs.
Sorry.
And promote, because we got a lot to talk about and to bring to the fan base. Thank you.
Just
hello. Around Seattle. Thank you. We got new mics. We're actually using the equipment that you sent us right here. Look at that.
Look at
that. Replacing them. Great sound. Thank you, Around Seattle. The lights, amazing. The curtains, the banner. You know how it goes. Appreciate you. And thank you all for subscribing to the Swerve City Podcast on YouTube. But that's not all you can subscribe to now. Now we have the Patreon that is going to be launching tomorrow.
The Patreon, Swerve City Podcast Patreon, going to be launching tomorrow, son.
Tomorrow.
So this is going to get some exclusive content that you're not going to see on the YouTube.
And Patreon. We also will have a Discord as well. It's going to give you a direct connection and also different things to talk with us, with the cast about, and just another way of engaging with our fan base and you guys with the cast. We're going to be launching a bunch of tiers, too. So for all of our sponsors, it's going to be subscribing to our Patreon. We're going to have giveaways, playlists, chatty heads, all types of things. So it's going to be amazing. Woo-hoo. Subscribe, Patreon, Discord, all that. I don't know why. Is this,
Look,
this is my hand movement.
It's hand movement.
Everybody was indeed Kung Fu fighting.
Swift City Podcast.
So
Swerve City Podcast.
I didn't even get to introduce y'all to the host of the show, the Swerve City Podcast. Bam!
Bam.
Right there.
Look at that.
I am the host with the most, Isaiah Swerve Scott, the one that created this whole thing with my man TZ. TZ is not here at the moment dealing with some personal issues, so wish him well.
Miss you, TZ.
But we have Big Sis, Big Swole over here. Say it loud. Say it proud.
It's your girl, Big Swole. Follow me at The Big Swole on Instagram and Swole's World on Twitter.
I always mix it backwards, you know, in between. So I'd be like, it's not coming up on Twitter. But anyway, that's a story for herself. Anyway.
Twitter is Swole's World, just, you know.
Yes.
Follow.
Don't get confused. Don't get confused like I do. But Swole had a big weekend.
Gang. I had a big old weekend.
I did.
And Shine.
I did.
Oh, I'm
down. Under the WWN umbrella.
Yes.
Pium.
Yes.
Pium.
Actually, it was the team of AAA. That's myself, Big Swole, Audrey Pereira, and our manager, Ayla Fox, versus Rainbow Bright, Latasha and Gabby Gilbert, in a New York street fight for the Shine Tag Team Champion.
Oh, y'all got down.
Yeah, for the straps, bruh. I mean, AAA ended up winning, and we are now Shine's first African-American Tag Team Champion. So we made a little bit of history in the process.
Nice.
So we getting it.
Look at those moves.
Right.
She's like,
you just have to do that in the ring.
She's like, oh my.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I'll
probably blow a knee, to be honest.
No, we don't need.
We're gonna keep it all over body, baby. All over body.
She's like shoulders.
You don't need no legs today.
Shoulders.
Toss you that.
Now, without further ado, I gotta introduce the guests of the evening. The nice ladies of NXT.
Oh my god.
Oh, we have Mae Young.
Classic participant number one over here. Hello. Miss Lady Kane herself, Tegan Knox.
Oh, yeah, come see my jacket.
Oh, yes.
Come see my jacket.
Wow.
See my jacket. Kane.
That's Chalkline.
Chalkline.
That's a plug.
That's a, sure.
What's up, Chalkline?
And over here.
Yeah.
Over here, we got the badass. I'm just going to say badass. Miss. Yes. Little debuting on the USA Network last night on NXT on the USA Network that you can watch every Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. East Coast time.
I'm glad I didn't throw
she's
up.
She's back.
Stop. Oh my God, I don't want to see this angle. Just end my face.
She's back. Miss Dakota Kai, what's going on, y'all?
Hello, hello. Captain in the building.
Oh, yeah. Having us.
So subscribe.
Yeah.
Serve City Podcast.
Appreciate the love. Thank you.
It's in my story.
Fun.
Man, we got a lot to get into tonight. Man.
Yeah, I'm excited.
They've been here for like an hour before we even started filming, and they have already been cracking up, tearing, laughing. Tearing up.
The tears are for
this one.
Yes.
Yeah. Both happy, sad. I'm just generic. I will.
Every emotion.
You know?
So, I'm going to get the nice little nitty gritty out of the way first. You know, coming from New Zealand, coming from Wales.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're in the country.
Oh,
yeah, same with me, actually. People say Australia.
How many people say it wrong?
English, right?
No. Welsh.
I don't know how to hold it. Welsh.
No.
Oh, they say Australian to me all the time.
It
gets like so... It gets so... It's so frequent now that sometimes I'm just like... Yeah. Like, I give up. But, like, we're different countries, dude. Like,
Oh, yeah.
We don't even touch, like, Canada and, like, USA. We touch. Yeah. There's a body of water that separates us.
A lot of it.
But
Australia
we're
has killer animals. You have annoying birds.
Yeah. We left off a lot of maps, though. There's
And not Goliath spiders.
No, none of that stuff. No blue bottle jellyfish.
One.
Yeah, no.
Those tentacles.
Yeah. Everything there is evolved to kill humans.
Yeah. And we just get a parrot that destroys your car.
It's like that movie Annihilation. They walked into that little thing, and now everything's mutated and combined animals, and they're bigger now. This used to be a mouse. Now it's like a raptor.
It's a three-eyed raptor.
That can climb trees.
With boils.
Yeah. So talk about coming over to the U.S. of A. When you guys knew you were getting signed to the WWE?
We landed the exact same day. Like, I think it was like half an hour between our flights.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when we landed, we shared a rental car, and she and I had only...
Feel troubles?
Because we've never driven on the side of the road before. But at the same time, we've only met each other once in Shimmer.
Okay.
Yeah. And so and it was like past, and he was like, "Oh, hello, I'm."
Because we both knew that we were like signed at the same time, so that's kind of how we were like, "Hey."
Yeah.
We weren't talking about it because it wasn't announced, so it was awkward.
Yeah.
They were weird about it. Yeah, so we're like, hey.
Watch me drive on the left side. I can't even balance on my left foot.
Yeah, so that was terrifying. Like, so many accidents.
And for some reason, I was trusted to drive. I don't know why, but they were just like, here's the car in your name.
Yeah, that's why. Okay. That was my excuse.
Okay.
If I have an excuse.
How did it feel like taking a right turn?
No. Like, left turn into that. The street like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, so many times we're going the wrong lane, and it's like, oh, that's oncoming traffic.
the thing that stressed me out was where you can turn right at the stoplight.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it's red.
You have the right of way.
Yeah.
People are beeping me, and I'm like, it's red. I'm getting really offended that these people are just beeping me.
Yeah, that's how we learned the hard way, because we're like, it's a red light, because, like, back home, it's...
And no one in Orlando, they're going to beep at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You look at me.
We don't know.
It's like a California roll.
It was the worst. And then the first day at the PC, we had the four-way stop sign.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing that doesn't... I'm like, what are we doing right here? Like, you come up to him, we're like,
we just sat there for the longest time going, ah.
We have roundabouts back home.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and you guys...
Go to Jersey for that.
Yeah, like, people don't like those.
But other than that, it's been fun.
Yeah,
it's been fun. You know, just learning to drive was a really difficult time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Didn't crash up the company rental car, though, so...
Was it a hard transition?
like insurance.
Yeah, so like, getting a social security number is a whole different thing for us, so we had to get that.
We didn't even have to get one of those in the UK. She's like, hey, you
British? They don't exist.
So people just disappear all the time.
We got tax numbers, but that's...
I don't know what we have. I'm a young'un. I leave it to my mother. Help me.
Yeah, like, so that...
just, Mom, what do I do with
she's like,
this?
She's like, oh, no!
I did actually ring her today for some help.
Mommy.
I was like, Mom, I don't know what this word means. She was like, oh,
they're giving me numbers.
Yeah, but we had labeled. To learn like so many things on the fly, you know, driving, that stuff.
You have to change your name because people can't understand your accent, which is my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah. I have to put an American accent. So. Yeah. They're just bad. Yeah, but
it's great. It's hysterical. other than that, great times.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, transitioning into the Mae Young Classic, like, how did that come about? You were signed because you were going to be put in the Mae Young Classic? Or you just like, they all knew that was coming about?
How was that? I think we knew. Super lucky with mine. I got signed on the third day of the tryout.
Okay. So you did the UK tryout? Okay.
Just got super, super lucky. And he was like, hey, would you move to America? I was like, hells yeah. And they're like, okay, expect something in the post. What do you... Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. And a couple of months later, it's like, oh, there's a big old contract right there. Okay.
Terrifying.
Here's my life.
Yeah. You were not that humble about it. The people don't know this at home, but when you... at some point we're gonna tell this story between this the feud between me and I was about to let it slip. I was about to let it slip, Tegan.
Is this when we
good save? Good save. Yeah.
We'll get to that in the future.
Yeah.
We'll you have to subscribe. You have to subscribe if you want to hear that story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe on a minute 11, you never know.
Yeah. We're gonna tell that story.
Yeah.
But in order for you all to hear it at home, you're gonna have to subscribe to the Surf City Podcast on YouTube. Because we're cutting the live feed now. We're evil and we're mean.
So I'm subscribe. Not
gonna lie, I appreciate being live, but my podcast. Arm is really aching.
Ah, that's why I do it. Because
this is the first time I ever went live.
I don't want to put my guests through pain.
I mean, if you know a contact, you put us on Wild and Out to do that.
Oh, we got Wild and Out. What? Okay. That's my favorite show.
Okay, we cut in though now, right?
How do I do this?
And there's a word that says end in the top corner of your phone.
I can see it
talking about a lot of stuff.
Now, end it and then say share it.
What?
Also, NXT Orlando. Just randomly tomorrow.
You plug it on your
I'll be on there too.
We're both going to be there.
I've ended mine, so.
Yes.
Okay.
She didn't release any information, so that's good. And to prove to the fans that we're not liars, that you're actually here in the vicinity. Doing
so
the
if we share two story, that means it's doing the thing where you can like view live. Or
I am new. Hours. Oh,
wow.
Now we're going to get into the nitty gritty. Content. So during the Mae Young Classic, we all know you suffered a very nasty injury.
Yes.
This was the first.
This is the first one. This was
the first one. Yes.
This was 2 weeks after I got to the less than 2 weeks after I got to the PC. It was like June 13th, and we got there on June 1st.
Yeah. Describe that whole situation, if you don't mind.
So we were actually in the ring, and Coach Bloom was taking the class because the main coach, Robbie Brooks, I wasn't in that day, and we were just doing a drill where I think we were like running the ropes 10 times, and it was like stop, send, and then break, and then we'd end in lock up and just tussle to the ropes. So we lock up, I tussle it to the ropes, and I just turned myself so my back would be up against the ropes, and as soon as I turned, I just heard two pops, and I just hit the floor.
And I was in the ring doing the drill with her, so it was like...
It was pain, but then it was also like, oh, that... something is wrong.
Yeah.
I just thought it was like a twist, but then you just knew that something was wrong. And Coach Bloom, it didn't make me laugh because poor guy was in the ring with us, like coming in to take his turn because he's not from this country, so he didn't understand that there was something gone wrong.
Right.
and he gets in the ring to come in, and Coach Bloom with his big old hands just pushes him out of the ring, and he just goes flying.
Protect the ladies. Protect the ladies.
This kid beels out of the ring, and Coach comes running over, and he gives me his finger, and I swear to God, his hand is massive. So just like, he tries to grab mine, but like he crushes my hand, so he just gives me his finger. So I'm just holding onto his finger like a child, and he's going, "It's okay, it's okay." I'm like, "No, it's not.
Okay. You're lying."
So I'm like, "Oh, this is wrong. My knee is not attached." So then these two guys,
right? My detached knee.
Something is not right. So these two guys, Wesley Blake and this other guy, carry me to the medic room. And I get really upset because I think, oh, no, they're going to have to cut my leggings off. And they're my favourite gym leggings. It's like, oh, right, just bite the bullet, just do it. And he's like, we don't need to cut your leggings off. So I was like, okay, that's good. And he's like, yeah, it looks like your ACL is gone. I was like, oh good. Thanks for that. And then went for the MRI the next day. And he's like, yeah, you have no ACL attached. It's just hamburger meat. I was like, good.
And that's terrifying for how easy and simple. Yeah. That goes to show people that's watching this right now how simple the movement, the wrong movement, the right movement, it doesn't matter. No. It can happen at any point. So seeing what you see on television week by week, whether it's Raw, SmackDown, NXT 205, NXT UK, it doesn't matter. Every little movement, you have to be drilled on.
Yep.
You have to know exactly what you're doing. You need to know it's all the small things,
the things that you think don't do
there's,
that.
There's
you know,
a reason
like the,
for him.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of people going out in the wrestling world, on the independent scene, are missing those things.
Yeah,
and like because they can, they're already talented, they're already athletic, they're already gifted athletes, so they can do a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
But they're missing a lot of those things, like that is going to hurt them in the long run. At some point, when it's just like, I've done this a million times. Why is it this?
Yeah.
Because you missed out on this. You missed out on this.
Yeah.
To prevent those things from happening. It can happen at any point.
And
it goes
to wear and tear it a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you think that nothing's wrong. And the next thing you know, oh, actually, no, my knee was jacked up for a long time. And you just didn't know it.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We ignore pain. And our pain tolerance is very high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't
think
we don't think anything's wrong.
Yeah.
Because like, oh, I banged my elbow.
Yeah.
You go on 3 weeks later, elbow still banged.
Yeah.
Oh, no, dude, you just fractured your elbow. Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we ignore pain so much. But, like,
I think, like, especially with us on the indie scene as well beforehand, you just, you have to
you just
do
keep
this.
Going,
yeah.
right?
This
like,
is your livelihood. Tape. Yeah, just tape wrap and just like, okay, I'm in this town now. Don't touch my arm.
Yeah.
just do
a watch me do a whole match with one arm. I work a one arm match. Watch.
Yeah.
And
I think it's mostly fear. I mean, because if you like miss out on something on the indies, you're afraid someone's going to take your spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the same thing when you get to anywhere where you're signed at, you're like, if I miss a week of TV, that week of TV is, you know, I could be all the way at the bottom.
Yeah.
2 weeks gone is
like
a
right.
month
yeah.
in
right.
the television world.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this guy, you've been missed forever. It's only been like, what? It's still the same month.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's still
September. I feel like Finn's been gone forever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. You know?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, Mae Young Classic 2, you were involved?
Yes.
Yes.
In my former life.
Yeah.
Oh. In my former life.
Formerly known as FKA.
Formerly known as. Fred
Sybil. Describe, like, because I know you suffered your injury in the Mae Young Classic 2.
No.
No, it wasn't Mae Young. It wasn't Mae Young.
No. You're wrong.
Don't get racist. Don't get racist.
Wrong.
Wow.
So,
it was an ACL.
Yeah, that one, right?
Minimal part, so.
I did the first Mae Young Classic.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
yes.
That was fine.
She
like,
killed
I,
it.
Yeah, I remember. I was like, oh, no. She made it out safe.
But you know what was sad about that was they flew the top eight out to, was it in LA or something where
something,
the finals were?
Yeah.
And they didn't flow me out there because that was when Hurricane Irma was in town.
Oh.
So everyone else, like the other girls got to go and I'm just like, I didn't want to risk. Because I was the only one in Orlando. Yeah. Gotta. Let me just board out my windows and just watch it on TV. Like, hey.
Scratch your extra fish.
Yeah.
Jump out of here.
God.
But
was Irma? Irma was the bad one, right?
Yeah. Irma was pretty bad. Yeah. It calmed down before it hit us.
I went
but...
to Florida. I was like, ah.
Whoops! Whoops! My bad.
Cedric, like, hey, honey, where you go?
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Nope.
But
yeah. So talk about yours.
But so I did the Mayang. I didn't do the second one. Yes. By the time that rolled around, but my injury happened on the road loop in Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's right. Green Bay's in Wisconsin.
Ooh, what happened in Wisconsin?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, the cheese guys.
I just got the Oscar thing in my head. We're like, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Hackers, we know.
He turned into cheese.
It happened in that match in like a 6-woman tag. It was like me, Kyrie, and Candace against Shayna, Jessamine, and Marina. Mm-hmm. And then I was in, and it was a non-contact thing. Like, that's the craziest thing about it. A move that I've done so many times, like a seated penalty kick, and it was me landing on the other side and just too much momentum and my leg just going, like, I was planted and my knee just kept going, basically. Yeah, and it was just weird. But, like, I never had a serious injury before, but I just knew. You know when it's just weird? And it popped, and I tried to keep doing the thing where I kept wrestling, and then it just popped again. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And then it did it again. I'm like, oh.
Hello.
Yeah. Help me. Help me. Well, can't stand up.
I made a mistake.
Yeah. Let me just do my standard standing double stomp real quick.
I remember Loki mentioned something like that. That happened to his knee when he was doing Super Junior. New Japan.
Yeah.
He was wrestling Akebono and he did the Kapo kick, the front foot kick. Yeah. And Akebono's such a huge man. Like, he didn't budge. So it was just boom and
the impact did it?
And it just went backwards. Wow. Because he did not move at all.
I mean, it's Akebono, so.
Exactly. I'm like,
but like for your knee to do,
just
momentum.
How my knees hurt.
How sensitive.
I know my knees every time now. I hear.
I'm about to rub some on them.
I need some anti-flam.
I'm bending them and I'm like, is that you?
I remember watching. Did you meet Alex Windsor? She was Liberty at the time.
Huh?
Liberty?
No, I didn't.
She we were doing a show in the UK, and
I remember her.
Yeah, she got drop kicked in the kneecap. And there's a photo on her knee. It's just bent in backwards.
Because it's like dropped you to the lower leg.
And it's
leg.
Not like... No, it's just totally missed the thigh and just drop kick in the kneecap.
And that's like, okay, that's understandable.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was disgusting.
I'll never forget that photo.
Like,
limbs bending the wrong way. Like in fight when you see someone like...
It's like the guy who... filmed it. He's a good friend of like a lot of the people in the British scene. He showed us the slow mo, and it's normally, kind of just go worse. But that's the worst one I saw.
Yeah, I can't watch those.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It makes me cry.
But so she's finally getting her surgery, which is great. So
finally now?
Yeah, November 7th. So.
Wow. So she's been 3 years,
almost 4 years, yeah.
Wow. Jeez.
Wow, I didn't know that. So shout out Alice Windsor.
Yep.
Miss you. Like, I tagged with Ryan Smile a couple times. That was a good time. So going back out round to Mayon Classic 2 now.
Mm-hmm.
Here you are. Backstage.
FKA. Yeah, Erin Monroe.
AM. Backstage. Describe what happened in the second injury.
Okay, so it was me and Rhea in the quarterfinals, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, on those days, they filmed, like, it was like the third round, quarterfinals, and semifinals all in one day. So it was like show after show after show.
Mm-hmm.
So I just finished. So I just finished my match with Nicole Matthews. I literally had to shoot back, get changing gear. So Rhea is changing my left leg and putting my stuff on for me while I'm getting my makeup done, and I'm doing my right leg, doing whatever, go out to do the whole celebration. Like, hey, it's this person versus this person. And then we got to do the match, and it was a handshake. I drop kicked her because she pie faced me or something, and then I hit the suicide dive, which I've done hundreds of times.
Mm-hmm.
But that day, the ramp in Folsom at the time, my toes landed on the ramp, my heel landed on the floor, so there's a big gap in between what should have been like supporting my foot, but my foot stayed planted and my knee touched the floor,
to the side, so it dislocated. I felt the pop. As it came, popped itself back, and I felt the other two pop. So it was like, hey, there's your knee dislocating and coming back inside, but there's also the ACL. And I knew when it happened that it was torn. I knew it. But the thing that was in my head was the first time I did a doc, was like, oh, yeah, people wrestle without their ACL all the time. So I was like, oh, I can still do this. It's fine. It doesn't hurt. It's all good. So I grabbed Bria, and I'm like, hey, my knee's jacked. Just carry on. Listen to me. She's like, okay. Rolled her in the ring. She's kind of freaking out. I get in the ring, do some stuff, and then the doc slide in. And people are blaming the doctors a lot, saying how they should have stopped the match and da-da-da. I basically forced the doctors to get out of the ring because I thought I was fine. I was like, it's fine, it's just an ACL, I can wrestle without it. I'm not in any pain, it's fine, just get out. So they did their job perfectly. Mm-hmm. It was me being stubborn that kind of...
That's that instinct.
Yeah, like it didn't make it, it wasn't any worse because everything was destroyed. Carried on the match, and then I took a drop kick, and there's a photo where you can see my left leg is still planted as I'm taking the drop kick, and my knee is just out of place again. And that's where the pain kicked in. So I just threw up the X myself. I was like, nah, this is too much. This is too much pain. Doc slid in, and I just told him, I was like, I can't do this again. Like, I just can't. I'm crying, but more so crying at the fact that I know my time is over. I was like, they're just gonna, that's it. I can't wrestle anymore. Like, Mae Young's over. Didn't really care about the pain anymore. Just like, this is done. My career's done. I'm 24. I can't wrestle anymore. They carry me outside and carry me into the makeup room. And I felt so bad because Candice had a dark match. I think she's in the match with you, right? You and Candice had a dark match. It was like two matches afterwards. And I knew she was watching backstage. So then I knew she witnessed that. And then as I'm crying and Sarah Logan is like trying to console me and so is Shayna, I look in the makeup chair and you can just see Candice and she's trying to keep it together but she can't because she can hear me crying, so then that makes me cry more. It was just hectic, and like Triple H was there straight away and he was like, don't worry, you're gonna get the best care, we're gonna look after you, this is
I'll
not the end
that video.
Yeah, like that meant that. A lot for me, for him to just be there. And then William Regal was there straight afterwards, Coach Bloom was there straight afterwards, so just getting that reassurance of,
and they talk
hey,
about how
good.
Like cutthroat our business can be, and like how well like people like reach those lows and like be instant injuries, and they talk about like, oh man, they're just out the door the next day because no, like this isn't like the 90s, this isn't the 80s. We are taken care of so much, and people don't.
Yeah.
I don't think our system gets enough recognition for that
because
like they could easily be like, oh, we can find another girl. We can find another Welsh athlete. We can find it. They can pick up anybody they want to, but they didn't. They care about you and they want you.
So nice to have that sort of support, you know? Like, I didn't, obviously at the time, I didn't want the cameras in my face.
Of course.
You know, I'm ugly crying, my eyelashes on my cheek. But I'm glad they were there because it's like a memory I have now of Triple H just being like, hey, you're okay. Like, you've got this.
I love telling the story because, like, what we built this podcast on was Swerve is confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I always want to ensue confidence in whoever's watching the show.
Yeah.
You know, people that have gone through any type of pain that you have went through, you inspire them to be like, you know what? It's not over. My life isn't over.
Yeah.
I can pull through. I can pick myself up. If you can do it, and if you can do it, I can do that same thing. And there's people that, like, literally stop doing what they love to do because they've had situations happen like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I wanted y'all to talk about overcoming those odds. What are the things you had to go through, the things you had to push through to get back to where you are? You debuting on USA Network, like, yesterday on NXT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You coming back to NXT UK in Cardiff.
Yeah.
You know, like, you guys coming, like, what were the things that you had to overcome mentally?
It was a lot. I think it was more of a mental challenge than it ever was physical. Like, physical is fine. Like, go and do rehab, good to go. Mental, it's destroying. But luckily I had such a good support system with, like, she was in Ocala and she drove straight from the show to the hospital bed just to be there. Shayna and Nikki Cross and Sarah and Tommaso were all there. Candice was gonna come, but then, like, obviously there was just so many people there, but they were there every day, like, in my house, just looking after me,
while I was asleep, just watching me, making sure I wasn't.
Hold on, wait.
Just Moncrief Way.
That's not the type of uplifting way. I'm not talking about. And imagine Champa staring at you.
No. Not Champa. Champa wasn't in my house. My friend. The lady.
He holds the belt.
Come on, Goldie.
I'm watching. Just know I support you.
They don't, not that way.
Imagine a Family Guy episode, he just like comes up under your bed.
Yeah.
Hey, you need anything?
No.
Just checking. He just goes back.
That's amazing.
Anyway. Gosh.
We have fun here.
Yeah.
Go on.
It's good having a good group of friends, you know, like I generally don't think I would still be wrestling if it wasn't for them. I'd be back home. I would have called it quits long ago if it wasn't for the girls. Just, you know, they just even a text every day just meant so much. It was,
right.
But it was tough. Like, you'd have days where you just couldn't do it. You just didn't want to get out of bed. You didn't want to go to rehab. You just so miserable.
What pushes you to get out of bed, though? What's the thing that's like telling you, like, no, you're not sitting here. You're not going to like sulk in this. What's getting you up? What's the pushing you to get up?
For me, it was honestly, this is what I love. I love wrestling. Loved it since I was a child.
You still are a child.
I know.
You still are a child.
Give me 2 months, and I'll be middle aged. For me. Yeah, for me.
We still always aiming for justice.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be naive with my.
I'm
still a spring chicken.
If that's the standard, I'm that close to having a middle-aged child. I'm not so stop it.
I said,
she already has a phone.
Let's face it, I've blown 2 knees out by the time I'm 24. I don't see it happening for much longer, you know.
She's middle-aged.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My body's middle-aged, really.
Do you got Vietnam knees now when it rains? You just,
Yeah, it's just flashbacks.
It's about a 65% chance.
I had to leave it by the
way. Ooh,
creaking as it
walks. Somebody shut the window.
Dang, an umbrella won't do it today.
About 6-7 inches of rain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, they do hurt in the cold, though.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like really going back to Wales, because it's really cold. Mm-hmm. And there's too many hills. I got home, and I literally got up in my car and walked up the hill. I was like, no, I don't like this. I live in the car now, Mother. Thank you very much.
Yeah, come out here when you're ready.
Send me my breakfast in the morning. I'll appreciate it.
So what about yourself? Yeah. What were the things that you had to get through mentally?
Like she was saying, rehab's easy. Like, well, not easy, but it's just something else you have to replace. Yeah, you have to do it, and it's good with, like, where we are, because it's basically, instead of, you just replace training and ring and gym with rehab. So you just have a different mind focus. So instead of putting it into in-ring stuff and gym, you just focus on rehab. So, like, what am I doing today? Okay, I'm going on the treadmill. What am I doing today? I'm going on the bike.
You go through your tasks.
Yes. Mm. So it's just putting your attention into something else, which is that's a change in itself, but it's still pretty good. It's just the mental side of everything is just a struggle. So you'll have your days where you're just like, man, like you'll hit plateaus. So you're like, I've been progressing and progressing and progressing. Like the start after surgery was pretty good for me, but then you just reach like a level down the track where you're like, I've been squatting like this weight last week. Why can't I do that this week? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And or like my knees hurting today. Like why wasn't I hurting last week when I was doing the same thing? So you'd go through all these dips and dives of the rehab progress. And in those days where you're not progressing as much as you should, even though you are a killer. So for like my rehab progress, I was like ahead of like most of it, but then I'd just be on days where I'm like, oh, I'm not squatting as much as last week. Like, what the heck is going on? So yeah, like that's where it is. And having a good support circle and like the trainers and the doctors and everyone around you, it's good to have them constantly reassuring you and
just affirming your hello. What? Just like
content.
Yeah, yeah. Content. You gotta have that social media content.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like reassuring you of your place here, that you're still there for a reason, and like you said, they're not just gonna like chop you out, like replace you with someone else. Like you're just reiterating the fact that you're a long term investment, and even at my age, it's hope.
How pull yourself out of that plateau? Did you guys have a mantra that you like spoke to yourself, or was it some type of written words?
For me personally, it's taken me a while. Like, I feel like I'm still in that kind of headspace. Mm-hmm. It got really dark for me. Don't want to go into too much details because it's depressing, and we want to have fun here, like you just said.
Oh, we'll get there. just think like you're talking to somebody that's like down on themselves.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
This is more common than
yeah.
You know, I always was always the type of person like, oh, if you go to a therapist, you're weak and da-da-da. But
we talked about that before.
Like, no, I still go to therapy. I went today. I was in therapy today. You know, it's hard, but seeing, for me, the thing that kind of made me realize, hey, you're not good, was my nephew picked up on me not being happy. He's like, Auntie Steffi, you seem sad all the time. I'm like, oh,
reality.
Yeah, I was like, man, I need to do something about this, because if a 4-year-old is picking it up,
mm-hmm.
I haven't got a good mask on. I thought I had it on. And again, the WWE, they helped me find a good therapist. I'm doing better. And I'm getting there. It's just it takes a long, long time, but. Never be ashamed to do therapy or anything like that. Like, it helps so much. And these girls are there all the time if I need them. Like, we messaged, it was her and Candace. I messaged, I was like, hey, we need to talk. And then went out for coffee, told them everything. And, you know, they were like, yep, if you ever need help, now we know, like, what you're like, because you're so stubborn and you won't ask for help. Because I'm like, I don't want
to
bring them down.
Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be the downer person.
Exactly.
Comes to for help.
Yeah.
But then when it's your turn, you have to open up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was like the thing we were like trying to get out of her is like.
It's like pulling teeth.
It's like pulling teeth. I learned, if anything, I learned how stubborn this one was along the way. But like,
here.
Just, yeah. Just like reiterating, it's like, it's not like ever a burden or anything, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's more
yeah.
A burden if it's like you're not opening up. It's really
yeah.
So.
And
even if we have to.
Form team kick.
Okay, we're gonna do that tomorrow. In
yeah, and it's gonna be
yeah.
This
team kick with the punch.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm like,
new thing,
punch.
Kick puncher.
New thing.
All right, now it's time to remove this dark cloud above
yeah.
The
dark cloud.
Because we talked about fun things, but you know, yeah, sunlight, woo.
Hola, hola.
Clip
back.
Not only, so not only this lady, she's not just a, you know, Kane fan. Lady Kane.
Lady
Kane. Slams, which was probably one of the coolest chokeslam I've seen.
Oh, thank you.
Coming at you, picking you up. I was like, body, that happened to me in Madden once. I was really upset. I'm going to tackle this. Oh! I was like, Lady Kane. I got Lady Kane.
In real life.
Oh, don't tell.
Bam. I was like,
That's
I tell you
that
fighting
happened.
Them girls at them clubs. I told you about that.
I told you girls, don't touch me when I got my drink. It's a party for my
it's
spilling my water all over the place.
Well, that wasn't water.
It was.
PG.
Zephyr Hills bottle. Well, the Sonny, they don't sell Zephyr Hills at the club. Sonny bottle. She bumped into
the
me. Sonny? I was like, puff up.
Lady Kane.
Well,
bye. Just get a glove out your
right,
back pocket.
Okay, press guess we're doing it today.
She's like, don't make me reach
don't
for
make
my
me reach for my friend.
Spill my water.
Spill my water.
Get my belt. Bring my belt.
belts.
Hey, listen, I run out of belt in my match. It was the belt I used for AJ. It didn't have the buckle on it. You can't be hitting keys with buckles.
No. True, just the leather part. Yeah, I got the wooden spoon.
See, I got a TV remote, I did, or a wooden brush off my nan.
Well, see, I got a paint
stirrer.
I
can't do that. I have girls.
Oh, that would be...
I can't do it. It's 2019. I have girls. They're getting too big. I can't do that, so I plug.
They didn't even need to hit me after a while. I mean, not like, this isn't, this is just...
No, we're not. Not into
this.
Nurturing.
Is just discipline, yeah.
Yeah, this is nurturing.
You just hear the kitchen drawer open, and then
no
I'd be...
No phone for you.
No phone for you.
I'm sorry, Mom, I'm sorry.
Take the cord.
Oh,
no,
the cord?
For you.
Yeah, I never
See,
got
I was smart. We had this glass cabinet in my house, right? And whenever I saw my mother pick up the object, I was like, huh, you're gonna throw if I'm in front of this, see you? And I just stand there, and she'd be like, ooh, and then as soon as I'd move, she'd
have options to run.
My mom would, whoop, yep. She's
no,
Samoan,
no,
she got that Samoan rage.
Turns to flow,
yeah.
What? Oh, God.
God, I remember one time around the dining table, she got the wooden spoon, and she's got that Samoan rage, like she's like a whole nother level, and I'm like dancing. I'm like, I'm sorry. I would never swear at my mom or anything. I would have just said, shut up, under my voice. And she's walking out the room, and she'd come back and be like, what the hell did you say? I'm like,
super hearing.
Yeah.
Mom, I inquired. I was
really?
Like, what'd you say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I know.
There's two people in this world I would never fight. There's Brock Lesnar and my mother. I would take Brock Lesnar over my mother.
Yeah,
fighting.
Probably would too.
Because I'm not fighting.
I'll
my
take
mom.
That
I've,
in five.
I watched my mom. Mother, forgive me for telling the story. I watched my mom fight three times.
Whoa.
I watched my mom fight.
Whoa.
Watched it. Was there. As a child, it was three stages of my life. Three stages. There was when I was a child, I watched her fight. I forget who was it. It was a dude, actually.
What?
Yes, it was mom.
Boom.
Your mom's then, legendary.
That's why I've been traumatized. Then it was like 12, 13. It was a barber.
Terminator, just punching.
It was always on like the minimalist stuff. It wasn't like somebody was stealing from her. It wasn't somebody like jacked her purse. It wasn't somebody like took
someone like just bumped into her.
No, she was like
the last potato chip. So
the next time I was like 12, 13 years old. It was at a family barbecue. One of my family members, a significant other, said something to her, and she's like, "What'd you say?" And she said it again and gripped her up against the fence.
Oh,
I'll never
damn.
Forget that visual.
She
in my
off
life.
The ground? She off, yeah.
You don't never repeat yourself.
Yeah. Nothing,
run.
Nothing. Just say nothing.
They
like, up together. You know my mother don't play. You know mama. You know Tracy don't play like that. You don't talk to Tracy.
Was she like off the ground?
It was, I'll never forget, lifted this. The
she lifted her off the ground. Oh,
off the fence. It was dangling. Mom, I was like, ever since then, I'm like.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You know, every mama got that grip. I'm a jaws person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what you say?
Yeah.
Like a real goldfish.
Yeah. Off the ground.
And for some reason, children, they become numb. They're like, oh.
Right.
They stop.
They lock up. Like
oh. They lock up. I used to get my little girl like, hey, stop. What I tell you about that? They don't it's move. Like, talk about that. Lock up.
It's like that old school Xena Warrior Princess.
Yeah,
on the neck, and the person will be stuck.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's how the kids like, ah. Oh, yeah, I did that. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
It's not. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Truth serum.
See, my nan was terrifying for us. She's like this 5 foot, maybe 4 foot 11, 5 foot old woman, and she tilt-a-whirled in my sister. My sister said something. She tilted, slammed on her knee, went whack, and
no!
Slapped her on the behind. I was like, "Oh my god!"
Just did a run in.
I'm coming to your house. Like, all right, you gave the wrong advice.
She got out of it. What else you got?
Right.
It was the most.
I need to work with Gulak. You got a counter for this?
Work, brother. Hold up.
Keep in mind, this woman.
She's good. She's good.
She was like 70 something too at the time. She's whack. I was like. It's not that I'm never shouting at you again.
She trapped the leg, too. That's strong, that. Trapped the leg. Hold him in that grip, just like...
You can't move.
The original submission machines. All right, so moving on. Child rearing is important.
Yeah.
But
I learned not to disrespect my mom.
Yeah. Don't disrespect your parents, especially your mama.
Yeah.
Daddies,
yeah.
If they're there, don't see them either. Yeah. So, moving on. Captain Marvel.
Her face.
She just brightens up.
Yeah.
But like, we're still enemies. Don't forget that.
Whatever. But like that goes back to the dark places.
Yes.
Captain Marvel, watching that movie, how the one specific scene that stuck out for me was when everyone was shouting, like, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're a girl, da da da. Kind of, me and Candace are talking about it, how it reflects our indie career almost, where people are like, no, you can't wrestle the boys, and da da. So we're like, no, screw you, we're gonna go wrestle the guys, we're gonna do whatever the hell we want, we'll do whatever the guys do. So, like, that scene where she just stands up after getting knocked down, after knocked down, she just keeps standing up. I was like, oh, that's a good scene right there. And I'm just there crying. We went to watch, and I'm just, like, tears rolling down my face now.
Again?
Surprise!
Getting ready for that comeback.
Way to build a baby face. Yeah. Let me tell you.
That heat something. Was good, brother.
But, like, even the actress Brie Larson, she's kind of become a hero of mine, where she helps a lot with, like, mental health survivors, sexual assault survivors, just, you know, racism. She's just such a iconic figure now, where she just helps so many things and so many causes that's kind of the route I want to take now, where I want to help people who have been through the same stuff that I've been through. And, you know, when I get to that stage where I'm okay with, an okay stage with the mental health and stuff, that I can go out and do what she's doing. So Captain Marvel and Brie Larson have become kind of like a meshed hero, on top of, like, Molly Holly and Kane, obviously, because Kane and Molly Holly, you know, for different reasons. But that's why, like, my
Goku gear. Rey Mysterio.
But yeah, that's why my gear is based on Captain Marvel. And I'm currently going through, like, the color changing scene where she changed all the different gear colors.
The green's fire.
I got a blue one coming next.
Guess what I got coming next?
Ooh.
Blue.
I need five more after that.
Oh, no, it's a controversial color. Don't do that. Blue.
What?
Oh, no.
Since TZ's not here, I wish you could tell this barbershop story again to them, because they find that hilarious. But I'll save that for another episode.
Damn.
Yo, y'all coming back.
Sweet.
I don't got to ask.
I want to come back.
Yes, my hip-hop head over here. We're going to turn this over to the Swerve table now. Usually tease the table, talk about the music. My hip-hop head over here. Aren't you a vinyl collector?
I am. And, like, I don't like any particular one genre, but I'm pretty eclectic when it comes to anything.
I'll never you put posting your IG stories, and I'm like, whoa, hit it, hold up. I'm like, yo, look at that wall. I didn't even see the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I changed that out. Like, I have my vinyls. So most of them are in a box, because I just kind of get way too many. Like, any one trip, I'll be like, I'm walking out with 7 or 10. I'm like, shoot.
I'm like that with posters.
Yeah. So you get it. Like, some of them I have, like, displayed on my wall. I'll just swap them out every now and then. Like, at the moment, I got, like, Hendrix, Frank Ocean, like, just all on my wall. But I don't know. I don't want to be like that hipster person, but it just sounds cooler on vinyl. Just have a cooler sound. Yeah.
I need to start listening to vinyls.
Yeah. But, like, the vinyl stores outside. So there's one in Orlando that I frequent a lot called Rock and Roll Heaven. They're pretty pricey, but it's pretty.
No.
Shout out Rock and Roll Heaven.
Yeah.
Sponsors.
No.
Or Tony's Donut Shop, which is also good. What's that one we go to?
Park Avenue CDs is really good.
Yeah. CD
stores. I went to Tony's Donut Shop thinking it was a donut shop. I was like, oh, you mean donut, like the vinyl? I did not get that.
No. Yeah. When she said a donut store.
Sorry, Tony.
Like,
yeah,
that's what I've gone to a donut store without me?
You can listen to vinyl, drink some coffee, and eat donuts.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like doing
that? That's like such a good idea. I feel like they're on their way.
I still
to
listen
doing
to vinyl all the time. I used to have like the bad on vinyl, and I just sing like. Dun, 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 dun,
one person, boom, who bumped the table?
What? What was the entire big old stand thing, the throwback?
Oh, that old school.
Oh, you had to press it, to open up the glass.
Yeah. My Nana had that.
Do you have any hip-hop influences for who you are as growing up? Who was your hip-hop influence like in your adolescent years that defined who you were growing up? Who would you say your top three? I'll say top three.
Damn.
It's hard to narrow it down to one.
In my adolescent years?
Growing up. You're coming
up. Man, I gotta wind my brain back right now.
15 years.
Wind it back.
I'll just get your top threes. I can think of my top three right now, right off the top of my head.
90s.
We'll get to
see, like, hip hop is so like thing, but like Gary Clark Jr., but he's like not really hip hop, he's more like blues.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
still,
pretty cool.
Still.
But like, yeah, so there's like a bunch of Kiwi guys that I think of too.
Let
this one's Scribe. Scribe, he's cool.
Scribe.
He doesn't really do much nowadays, but I think you'd like his stuff.
Scribe.
Scribe and David Dallas. They're both Kiwis, but like their stuff was pretty cool. Like, I listen to a lot of other guys, too.
Right.
Like, just, you know, the usual, like, Kendrick or whatever, but...
What is Kiwi?
New Zealand. yeah. My home country. Sorry, I just talk, but, yeah. So they're, like, New Zealand rappers and hip-hop artists that I supported more so because it's very hard for anyone to make it big outside of New Zealand. It's such a small country. It's so detached from everything, right?
Mm.
So those guys made it pretty big outside New Zealand.
Ooh.
Well, what we considered big. Like, and David Dallas had a lot of good stuff inscribed too on the mainstream.
I'll be hitting you up again.
And that movie, and I don't really like listen to a lot of this guy, but the movie Knocked Up in the club.
Yeah.
He's a Kiwi.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
Maybe make your hips swing. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I tapped bump in the table.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to love that song.
Yeah. The little hip swing.
Living
like a gypsy.
So, growing up, what would you say your top three artists were that you were listening to?
Fleetwood Mac was a big one.
Hey.
I love me some Fleetwood Mac. I'm a big pop punk fan.
Okay.
You know, Neck Deep, obviously. We're in the merch.
Somebody on
represent.
The stream was, Dem Boys. Was popping for that.
Yeah, Dem Boys.
Is that a Neck Deep shirt?
Yeah.
I'm like, you can read that?
He's just like, he's a super fan.
Right. That's how powerful music is, because that can get you a new fan, a lifelong fan, just because you're a fan of them.
Yeah.
That's how crazy music is.
Well, that's how, like, even if you post, like, something on your Instagram story from Spotify, who you're listening to, and you get people saying, oh, shit, you guys know this, and then I'll, like, learn more about the artists that they send through.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Man, my adolescent was that Lupe Food and Liquor.
That's a good
all,
that
yeah.
Happens.
It takes me back to my 11th grade year in high school.
Kick
like,
push,
as soon as I hear that,
kick
Daydream,
push.
As soon as I hear Daydream, my girl takes me right back to art class.
Yeah.
Art, I'm just like, oh my God. Like, oh. That's when music, it hits you. Like, it like as soon as you hear a tune, it takes you right back to it.
Yes.
You're sitting right exactly where you first heard the song or you used to listen to it.
And
it's
crazy because, like, if you hear the song, you're like, damn, like, I haven't heard of that situational moment in maybe years, and then
you
hear
right
the song,
there.
And you're like,
that's how I feel about, like, this artist named A-Marie.
Oh.
And the song called A-Marie.
She did the one.
Oh, yeah, why don't we fall in love? It's like very summer.
And did she sing one thing? Did she sing one thing?
Yeah,
the one thing. That's what.
Yeah,
what would you say your top three are? For that, like, that just... Whoosh,
you put on the spot right now. Like, that's how I felt. I was like, let me just scan through my head.
To me, it's like a Ratatouille when he tastes the Ratatouille at the end. He just turns into a child. That's why.
Yeah. Like, awesome, great movie. That's underrated movie. That is.
It is.
Meet the Robinsons is a very underrated movie.
Yes,
I haven't seen that one.
That put a tear in my eye.
That was good twist. Good twist.
Mom and dad back too. Like, oh my God, that touches me.
Touch yourself?
Damn.
No.
You said touch yourself?
Touch my soul. In pieces. It literally fell to pieces, then they brought it back into me.
My childhood, well, number one would be Aaliyah.
Oh,
Aaliyah
touching
my soul. Mm. And yeah, that one still hurts.
Yeah. I don't think many are going to get over that. It's like, even to this day.
Nobody.
Yeah. Like, I think literally all of my love from her, just like everybody else, like, went from her to Beyonce because we had to attach ourselves to somebody else.
Right, yeah. As like a recovery thing,
a recovery,
too, you know, yeah. It was like,
somebody else,
yeah.
Bill,
Beyonce, Beyonce,
Do you not... Do you not feel like Sierra was like,
Sierra.
No, we don't like
I
this.
Love Sierra. She has some good stuff.
Anybody
she could dance too.
Timbaland touches, we're automatically going to associate with Baby Girl.
Yeah.
That's why Carrie Hilson.
I like Carrie.
But he was the first person that he like was like a girl and he was like, I give my stamp of approval on. And we're like,
That's
the first one after Aaliyah. This is what you picked.
That's a big,
who
that's a lot of pressure.
That. She won Aaliyah.
Nobody's going to be
able to. That's a big responsibility for that
but
position.
He maybe should have put somebody else in between all that. And then we could have got the full
ease
potential.
Ease into it.
So
ease into the
Carrie.
Rest of them.
Yeah. We should have built up Carrie a little bit.
We should have somebody else because the first person is always going to get flat.
We threw Carrie in the main events. She should have been away from opening shows.
She should have worked the mid-cut.
She should have worked herself up.
I mean,
I was a Carrie fan. I'm sorry.
She was good.
She had a album.
Forever champion Carrie Hilson because the album was really good.
Turning me on, that was fire.
I will fight
and
for
Return the Favor with Timbaland. That was fire.
It was good.
Chris Brown.
She had fire stuff.
What happened?
It's unfortunate.
Situation.
Yeah. Comparison, man.
Yeah. Everybody can't be see.
We're gonna give people a chance.
Look, listen. We gave Nelly Furtado a chance.
Me too. I'm a Nelly. Nelly was
that was day one. Everybody else gets flat.
and you know what? I have not been able to attach myself to another female artist because you shot down all my other ones. Everybody. I like Maya. Nope, we don't want her.
I like Maya.
What's wrong with Maya? They shot down all my female artists. I like so many, but they shot them down over the years.
Oh.
They gave them one album and to the side. I'm like,
chew that. Maya was.
Yeah, they kind of flashed.
I like Sierra. They gave after Goodies.
Sierra's good.
She was in the middle. Yeah, we liked it for 2 minutes.
Come back.
It's like nothing. And if you ain't Beyonce, you ain't getting no play.
That's where we're at now. And Cardi.
Oh, yeah.
Now Stallion. Stallion coming up.
Yep.
I hate you.
We had Nicki, but then she retired to have kids.
I saw Nicki in the airport once.
Wait, what?
Nicki Minaj. I saw her in the airport.
Wee.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Why are you saying this so casual?
What?
Yeah, I saw her. Because, like, you couldn't miss her because, like, it was like midnight. It was, like, I was in a red eye in New York.
I thought you were going to say,
I was waiting to
come. Because it was a big, thick, mink coat, but the thing was,
I'm glad you said mink coat.
I thought it was thick, big mink.
Yeah.
Are we going down?
It looked like you ever seen them dresses in the Middle Ages?
Yeah.
Where the thing comes way out. That's what it looked like in a mink coat. And I'm like, that thing's already thick.
She got a whole barb.
It was a whole.
Oh my God.
The whole Barbie bag
I mean,
it was like nobody else in the airport. You could just walk through.
What about Rico Nasty?
I gotta give her more time.
Yeah.
She has a song on Madden this year, and I'm like, okay.
You and Madden. Everything goes back to Madden.
I hate it so much.
You hate it?
I hate it so much.
Oh, okay.
But I get it for free. I'm like, okay, let me say it up here. Oh, still garbage. The soundtrack bangs, though.
Yeah.
Madden soundtrack every year bangs.
Bangs.
2K soundtrack last year was a little, it had a lot of like, I'm like, okay, I don't like this one. Then Sicko Mode would come on. All right, we're back.
Yeah.
And then like Count Magua. I'm like,
what
is happening
what is
with this soundtrack? Trippie Red. Count Magua. I'll play it for you when we're
done. Yeah, I'm like,
Trippie Red. Last thing we'll talk about. Anybody excited for Last of Us 2 coming out?
Yes,
got a release
yes.
date.
Last of Us was the first video game that I ever cried in the start scene.
I believe that.
Yes.
You deserve
that's
nobody's ever going to blame you for crying for that
yeah.
game.
Yeah, so and by default, the whole storyline made it be my favorite game in that style, like that format, so.
That,
Danny from PWG says that's his favorite game.
Yeah, it is mine too. Favorite game ever. Yeah, it's crazy. It's
so it took me a while to finish it because it scared me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the clickers. That's what it was. The clickers came on. I was like, I don't like this anymore. Like, and I just turned it off for 2 years.
I'm a cat.
Yeah, I'm like, that ain't the sound.
I can't like, click that high or that fast.
You know?
I don't know.
Is that, sound, yeah, that's not the like grudge. They sound like the Raptors from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Just turn that game off for 2 years.
I just got my sister into gaming. She just went through all the Uncharted's.
Oh, the Uncharted.
She's at 4 now. But she's like, I'm like.
What? Oh, Jesus.
Just getting into the mood of it.
Spores.
Yeah.
Spores.
Yeah. Spores. Put your mask spores. On.
Funny thing about that game, I'll never forget when you turn the difficulty up higher, you can't hand attack them.
You can't melee?
I'm knocking the gun away and just start, I was like,
you can't even shoot.
Nah, see, I played it once and not doing it again. I've completed it. I'm
done. I played that game 3 or 4 times.
I ain't going to them clickers again.
And I played it. Oh, and then when you turn the difficulty up, the listening mode, gone.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
try that.
Not now.
So you can't see
that.
When it's
you can't see through the walls and stuff.
You can't see it.
Yeah, I play it for the storyline. I don't need difficulty.
You can see all the visually
strange. Yeah. This is a very pretty game. Oh my god,
I'm so emotional.
Red Dead is my favorite game. The original Red Dead Redemption.
The original. Yeah. Red Dead Redemption or Revolver? Did you ever
Red
play
Dead,
Revolver?
I wasn't a fan of Revolver.
That's
Red
kinda,
Dead. Woo!
Rockstar in general.
Yes.
Rockstar. GTA 5.
Is there a bad Rockstar game?
Yeah.
No.
GTA 4.
Even Midnight Club.
GTA 4.
Yeah, that was...
Sorry.
Yeah.
That
was...
Sorry. Are you calling him because
Nico
you agree?
No,
and
your cousin would ring you and he'd be like, cousin, let's go play the bowling.
I'm
you're like,
he's
the least relatable lead in any of
those. I can't wait
till
you get shot at the end.
Go
I'm
away.
Not going to do that mission because I
want Andreas
you to get shot.
Yeah.
San Andreas 5.
Yeah.
Vice City.
Yeah. Vice City, San Andreas 4, 5.
Yeah. 4. Yeah. Well, after 4, you complete the game, there was nothing to do.
Yeah.
You had all this money and I'm like, I don't want to buy
are we going bowling again?
Yeah.
I'm just going to bowl?
Yeah.
Like, millions of dollars.
The pink spots, huh?
All right, well. Yeah.
Yeah.
This, and
the
this,
clubs
this,
are going to,
yeah. This is
just standing in the street with my wads of cash.
I got this Infernus. Somebody look at my Infernus. You can't even buy cars.
No.
That was
they didn't
ridiculous.
Have good radio stations.
The
I'm
jump
like,
from 4 to 5 was insane.
It was
creepy radio stations then.
It was a depressing game.
That was sad.
It was depressing.
Sorry,
it was always gray.
Yeah.
It was always rainy. I'm like,
it's very,
It was gray.
Dreary.
On the
hop from 1.
You couldn't fly anything.
Yeah.
That's
the best part.
You ever play Midnight Club? That was one of my
fire.
Favorite
fire.
Games.
Fire.
It got me into racing.
Oh.
Like, I didn't... Like,
see, I was Need for
Speed
that got me into racing.
Club, I wouldn't have played Need for Speed.
Really?
Yeah, because like, it got
same.
Me into racing games.
Yeah.
Like, it was like one of those...
I think mine was vice versa. I played Need for Speed because my sister was really good at it. But I'd be like, I want to design the cars because I can't play this game because I keep crashing. So then I tried that one. So I was still really bad at it. But, yeah, that made me love racing games.
I was
like,
oh,
cool.
I was burnout.
Burnout.
What about Road Rash?
Road Rash. I'll say it before I say it again. Split second.
You said that last show.
I love that game.
We're going to play at some point. Just to shut you up about Split Second.
It's a racing game.
Yeah.
She didn't even know it was a racing game, see?
I'm interested, though.
It's a triple A title.
It's like Death Race. Almost.
Now I'm interested.
Or have you seen Ready Player One?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, remember the race that they had?
Yeah.
It's similar to that, where there's like different things, different like
see, now I'm
explosions
yeah.
and stuff that
ooh.
Will happen that like mess up your
right. Race. So it's not a traditional
like,
racing game.
Like,
there's
like
elements.
Stuff dropping down.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know,
that's cool.
Around it. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. I like that.
You just drive in reverse and complete the level like a cheap piece of crap that guy.
Oh, come
is.
On now.
It was in the Clue. If you would have. Go watch the movie,
everybody.
Spoilers. One of my favorite movies.
Any video games you got coming out that y'all want to play other than Last of Us 2? There's really not anything.
Cyberpunk.
Yes. Oh, duh. Yeah.
Hello.
Cyberpunk.
Hello.
I'm sorry. When they released the date
Final
for
Final Fantasy
that,
remake.
I'm not a Final Fantasy guy.
Neither was I, but like that one...
I'm sorry, as soon as Last of Us 2 came out February 2nd, February 21st, I was like,
2020.
No other game. Every other game just disperses me. There's no other priority.
Like I told you, you won't see me from that February till Mania. I'm just going to pop up.
I'm going to put my leave in.
You know you're supposed to be filming the podcast today. I'll be there. I'm like, hey, welcome to Sword City. Did I make it?
There is a Goose game on the Switch, which she told me about the other day.
Goose, Untitled, it's called Untitled Goose Game.
It's amazing.
You're literally a goose that goes around the town, like, being annoying.
Winding people up. Yeah. It's incredible. You're a goose. It's like $14 for and you a great time.
You have a to-do list on each, like, level. So the first one, you have to, like, annoy the farmer. So you have to, like, you have to-do lists, like, put the rake in the lake. And you try and drag the rake. The farmer's like, come back. So it's...
This sounds like chores like Dead Island.
No, it's not chores.
You're a goose. And you're it's great.
Dead Island was the most miserable game I've ever played in my life.
I think I heard that.
My neighbor one, that really creepy.
My daughter's playing that. She's on two already.
No, so the one where you like break into the neighbor's house.
Yeah, my daughter's all over that game.
I haven't played it, but I've watched streamers do it, and I was like, "What is this game?"
It's kind of
creepy. It gives me like chest.
It's a PlayStation game.
Like the PT. It gives me like my heart racing. I'm just like
anxious.
You're a kid, and you're like the neighbor's hiding a secret, and you want to know what it is. So you sneak into his house, and there's all these objectives to get the key to unlock this. Meanwhile, the neighbor will like. Like, what's downstairs?
And that's like the same. Hide. Yeah,
doesn't
they
remember your patterns and stuff like that?
It starts to like remember your patterns so that every time you try it again,
it'll
come
there
straight
or
to
something.
That place where you hit the first time and it'll learn your way of like playing.
That's
and I'm like,
too
that's
real.
Just, yeah,
I don't know about that.
It makes everything like.
Not like playing games or anything.
My child is figuring out these. What? How smart are my kids? She's already on the second game. There's two of them.
Oh, what?
She's already on the second. She's like, I beat the first one. It was easy. What?
I can't. It's little beady eyes. I just can't.
Yeah, his eyes are like spirals, aren't they?
Oh,
he's just
my
like
God.
Doom.
He's
you're
a big
like,
dude.
You're hiding. You're like,
I was it like
I'm terrified right now. Please don't find me. Please don't find me.
Yeah, you're running from Matt Bloom.
Right.
Time.
And he walks out and then he like you gotta try to walk out and he turns around and comes back in and like it just scares the crap out of you.
Damn. We gotta take this episode to a close.
Oh no.
Yeah. I'm like I was letting it hang for a little bit because we're having a good time, but now we gotta close it. We gotta have y'all come back again for another episode.
Yeah, then we can talk about The Sims, because I'm really good at The Sims.
I've
kind of got back into there
Sims
now.
Yeah.
I've come back into it now. They got Island Living.
You guys download all the mods.
Hey,
my what?
Your Battle Royale next time.
Oh, yeah.
WrestleMania.
Yeah,
I
forgot
about
that one. Excuse me while I just throw up backstage.
I've done so much.
No! I was like, oh, I feel like that.
We had notes, but I'm like, we're just having
notes.
So
it was entertaining. So
but that's why that's why everybody wants to come back and talk with us.
Yeah.
We welcome you back anytime.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime.
So as a close, let's plug our social medias to the camera. Dakota, you go first.
Twitter and Instagram, DakotaKai_WWE.
Mine is Tegan Knox, WWE _, because someone stole the other
Someone stole it.
What? Yeah, someone took Tegan Knox, WWE before I could even get to it. So I've chucked the _ at the end, you know?
Someone has big swole.
They were like, see, Tegan.
How dare they?
Oh, that's frustrating.
Yeah.
Oh.
No posts.
You're just waiting for them to like just delete their Twitter
it.
One day?
Oh.
Just,
it. It's
not posting since 2013 or something like
Give
that.
It back.
Give it back.
Somebody took my whole Instagram and Twitter, so I had to start from scratch on both.
Oh.
On Christmas.
Oh!
Merry
Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
The Grinch stole
my
social media.
There you go, no Instagram,
So,
gotta start again.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
No, the best part about it was Travis Banks was like, hey, somebody's messaging me out of your account, and it was like, hey, give me your account.
What?
no hiding
man.
It. Like,
real
hey, man,
subtle.
Jimmy? He was like, hey, bro, like, they were messaging me. I think they were, like, Facebooking me. They're like, hey, your account's messaging me, asking me for my address. What should I do about that?
Give it to them.
Report
and
the police.
Social security as well.
It isn't me. I don't care. But anyway, as a closing, as always, be confident in everything you do. Teasy, wash your ass.
Or you're gonna get a pop.
Deuces.
Deuces.
Peace.
Peace, love, chicken grease.